Hi, and welcome to Coffee with Claire. Have you ever heard the term that necessity is the mother of invention? Well, entrepreneurs are wired like that. They see a situation, they see that it needs some help, and they're automatically starting to think about different ways to make it even better. And in improv, we even help that thought process with our new improvisers, where we tell them, as soon as they hear a suggestion, to be thinking of 10 different things about that suggestion. That way, the scene can go in at least 10 different ways. You know, now some people are natural problem solvers with people, and others are people that like to invent things. Either way is phenomenal because we need all of your thought processes. We need people like you that think about things in a little bit different way because that's what makes us progress as people. So my challenge for you today is to be thinking about a problem or a situation that you're encountering that you might like a little help with. Give us some hints on our Coffee with Claire Facebook page and let our Coffee with Claire community help you brainstorm. As you know, each week we interview entrepreneurs, people who give back to the community, and people who like to have fun. And today I'd like to welcome Sharon Caswell. Woo woo! High five for Sharon Caswell. She is the CEO of Pony Up Technologies. And while we think of wearable technology strictly in terms of devices for humans, that's no longer true. Horses are now the beneficiary of advances in sensor technology, and the trend is gaining momentum in 2017. There are several new companies jockeying for position in the equine space. Pony Up Technologies is one of these companies, and their technology has features that sets it apart from the rest. With a software engineering background and lifelong interest in horses, today's guest, Sharon Caswell, holds the reins at Pony Up Technologies, which has developed a new device called VetCheck. Her background in software development, team leadership, product development, and marketing gave her all the skills needed to give strategic and tactical guidance for developing a product from scratch. Wow, that's very interesting. Can't wait to learn more. Sharon has led numerous successful software projects, including the logistics software that was used to move major items for the U.S. Army during U.S. Desert Storm, and before that, she wrote the back-end processing system for Visa and MasterCard. While building the VetCheck concept and early device development, she spent time consulting for companies like Ericsson, Cisco, and AT&T. Sharon has been a lifelong horse owner, and she currently has two horses and rides as often as possible. She holds a BA from the University of Vermont. So, welcome, Sharon.
Thank you.
Wow, that's a lot to talk about. that's a lot of information. Well, now, how long have you had these horses, these two horses?
One of them for 19 years.
19?
19.
Wow, how long do horses live?
20 to 25 years.
Okay.
It's pretty average. Yeah. They can live a lot longer than that.
If you take really good care of them?
I'm sure it's genetics, just like with people.
And so you've had one for 19 and one for
17.
All right. And what was the idea behind VetCheck? I mean, you know, a lot of entrepreneurs get inspired by a moment in time that they're like, oh my gosh, I've got to do something about this. So what was your VetCheck moment?
It all started about 9 years ago when a little girl named Juliet Brown was out riding with her dad, and they had a horrific accident, and she died as a result. And I decided to look for technology that could give me real-time information on any living being, but horses were my focus. Mm-hmm. And I found a company in Charlottesville, Virginia, that was developing this technology for the military. And I called them up and said, I love your technology, I'd like to take a look at it, and the rest is history.
So you had this moment when this little girl lost her life and you felt like there could be something that could have monitored the horse to know if that horse maybe was a little off before they actually went on the ride that day? Or?
Well, no. It was the thing that led me to do the research to find the technology. We could, in fact, use it that way if we could use it in exercise physiology, but it's not capable of doing that right now.
Gotcha. Okay. So what sets VetCheck apart from other wearable devices for horses?
I think I can sum that up in that all the other wearable devices, we can do everything they can do, but they can only do a fraction of the things that we can do.
Oh, okay.